mystical, magical Merlin.
Well, hi again, and this is card number 4 that we're looking at now, which in the Arthurian deck of tarot is Arthur. So, last night, placed the card under the pillow, making certain it was the correct way around and not reversed, and got into bed, eventually went to sleep, had a very uneventful sleep, not much in the way of dreams or anything. It was more feelings rather than dreams, and the feelings were that Arthur was emanating feelings of protection, safety, quite a solid and sensible sort of person. A person that wasn't really driven to excitement, would do what was necessary to protect his family, and he was a family man, basically. Do what was necessary to protect his family, but generally speaking, he didn't go looking for excitement. He was quite a solid and steadfast person. There was no sort of wild colours, there was no scenes of battle which maybe one might have expected. It was basically, it was just a very, very safe, protective environment. However, the one thing that did come out of it was that he was a very just man. If anybody came to him with any sort of issues or anything like that, he would do what was right. And if there was a punishment to be handed out, the punishment would be absolutely suited to whatever the crime was. He would not literally just do whatever took his fancy in regards to that. It would be very very careful, very considered. This was the crime. This is what an apt and fitting punishment is. As I say, he wasn't a go-getter. He wasn't a high flyer. He wasn't a ladies' man or anything like that. He didn't come across as that. He was a very solid, very safe, very fair, to a certain extent, non-judgmental person who offered protection and stability to all those who came to him looking for it. And basically, that was it. In some eyes, he would be rather a boring person, I suppose. There wasn't going to be any great shakes with him. So, that's about it, really. There's not a lot more I can tell you. Just protection, safety, steadfastness, that sort of thing. So we'll see what the book says next, and see whether I've hit the nail on the head with how it appears to me. Okie dokie, then we'll speak to you very soon. Bye bye.
Cauldron FM is a Moonshadow Media production.